The people of Guinea are struggling with the daily reality of the lethal Ebola virus. Scores of cases have been confirmed in the country, and now pails of bleach-diluted water or disinfectant stand in the entrances to many homes for visitors to wash their hands. The government of Guinea has ordered the public to stay away from bushmeat, like fruit bats and monkeys. These are considered delicacies but can carry the deadly virus. From the capital of Conakry, NPR's Ephibia Quist-Arkton reports.
Health Minister René Lama comes from Guinée Forestière, Guinea's southeastern forest region, where the Ebola outbreak was first identified. And he gave the order for the ban on the sale and consumption of bushmeat, which is popular in his part of the country.
L'Ebola, la fièvre hémorragique à type Ebola, est due, l'un des vecteurs, c'est la chauve-souris.
Yes, people eat fruit bats, monkeys and other bushmeat. But we know these animals can be reservoirs for the Ebola virus. So we've warned the hunters to stop hunting fruit bats and other animals in the bush.
But are these directives that you've given out, are they being respected? The ban on bushmeat, monkey meat, fruit bat meat?
C'est respecté, bien sûr. Surtout qu'on a également...
Oh yes, they're listening. Of course, forest guards, eco-guards we call them, are checking and following up to ensure strict application of the ban on the slaughter of bush animals.
We've come to Taneri Market. I can see tailors, I can see people selling tomatoes, plantain, onions, slippers, everything except bushmeat. It seems to be off the market stalls. We're looking around. Al-Hassan is just asking one of the market traders whether there's any bushmeat on sale. And she said no. Nope. Merci. Ma'am, what's your name, please?
My name is Annie.
Annie who?
Sua.
Very good. I've got a question for you, Ma. Is anyone selling bushmeat in Conakry, in Guinea anymore?
Yeah, there are some people are selling it.
Where?
They have all the markets.
Now, there's a government ban. The government has told people to stop eating, bushmeat. To stop buying.
Yes, yes, that's what they say. The bushmeat have sick. So, he won't be not allowed to eat bushmeat because he have sick. So that won't make the people fear and then they buy the bushmeat again. They don't have buyer.
So nobody's buying anymore. Why? Because they're scared? They're frightened?
Yes. Yeah, they're scared to die. They say they don't want to die, so they don't buy the bushmeat.
To die of what? Ebola?
Ebola, yes, 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 ma'am.
So, no bushmeat on sale in this market, says Annie Sua. But some of my local journalist colleagues are reporting that the trade has simply gone underground in Guinea. And that if you have the right contacts, you can still find it to buy. Ophelia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Conakry.